Will your cell phone fry your brain? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. If cell phones can disrupt a guidance system even when you're nowhere near the cockpit, what might they do pressed against your temporal lobe? There's been all sorts of speculation, so the National Institutes of Health conducted an elaborate study to determine the actual physical effects of cell phones on the brain. Subjects had identical cell phones strapped to their heads, one turned off, one turned on, but muted, so you couldn't tell which was on and which was off. And sure enough, when messages were sent to the activated phone, the part of the brain nearest the antenna started metabolizing glucose faster, about 7% faster. So, cell phones stimulate glucose consumption. But does that fry your synapses or just give you a hankering for a Snickers? We don't know. And we probably won't find out anytime soon because studies like this are rare. Scientists don't like to study the effects of cell phones, which is frustrating to some doctors who worry about the effects, but I understand. Scientists realize these studies are ultimately futile because nothing is going to get people to stop using cell phones. This is like telling us computer keyboards make your fingers go numb, or that driving causes global warming, or that owning a gun makes you less safe, or that a lawnmower can cut off your foot, or that barbecue ribs make you fat. What's the point of trying to scare us about behaviors we are not going to change? Our bodies will simply have to evolve in a way that accommodates modern life. I do know this. Repeated studies of the dangers of cell phones can lead to severe frustration among research scientists. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.